What's happening? You ready for our big ass V-Day party?
102 Jams.
It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. 3 live crew on your radio. And yes, sneak preview of the photograph goes down tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. 3 live is in the building. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning.
What up, Drizzle?
Ollie, oxen free.
Ollie, oxen free. Did anybody try to stand their broom up in the kitchen yesterday?
Did not.
I have no idea.
I got on my nerves all them pissed. Rock, you know Rock.
Yeah, you know Rock is not on the social media way. She has no clue what I'm talking about. Yesterday, social media went crazy last night because apparently yesterday, due to said by NASA, that was the rumor, that's what we were told, that NASA stated that yesterday was the only day that you could stand your broom upright and it would just stand there by itself due to the gravitational pull of the Earth's surface. And there were millions of people all around the country putting up videos of their brooms standing up by themselves.
Scaring their children.
Even slanted brooms?
Not my little raggedy broom. My little raggedy broom would not work. I got 2 brooms. Neither one of them worked.
So how about that, NASA?
So, yeah, take that, NASA. And I got video evidence. I put it on my Instagram. And okay. I was upset. Me and Zay out there trying to stand our brooms up like the rest of the world. Unsuccessful. Then all these people in my comments telling me how my broom been standing up for the last hour right there in the living room. Got that little pilgrimage broom you got. You need to go get new brooms. That's what they're telling me.
Do you need a new broom?
Yeah, it was evident when I was there because I contemplated not even posting my little brooms on the social media. But
did they look that bad?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
So you gotta have a new. Wait, no.
I gotta go back and look.
So your broom gotta be new to stand?
I'm thinking so.
Not new. Not new.
Well,
I got a slanted broom is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Do you have the one with the black bristles or the brown bristles?
Black.
Black bristles. So it's sitting at the little angle.
I saw a lot of black bristles standing up.
I did see a lot of black. My black bristle wouldn't stand up.
Oh, so you got a black bristle.
I got a black bristle and a brown. Neither one of them would stand.
By the time I was going to do it, a draw was home. So I chose not to.
Why?
Oh, she had saw that broom in my hand. She would have gave a suggestion.
Would she?
You ought to go ahead and mop the floor. I mean, sweep the floor.
Dang, yeah.
So wasn't a good idea
for you. So you ain't even do it.
No.
Dang. I missed it. Yesterday was the only day.
The only day, bro. I'm talking about the whole world was still. I'm talking about if you go on social media, when you go on Twitter this morning, you will see everybody. Brooms was trending forever.
Yes.
And I missed it.
You did, baby girl. 10 minutes after 6. The PS4 is still here at Hip Hop Headquarters.
Dang.
Last night I was over there on the campus of Winston-Salem State University, halftime shoot to win when they were playing Shaw. Man, they beat the wheels off Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they beat them by 20.
Yeah.
And it was so festive. And at halftime, for the halftime shoot to win, get the guys to come out there, and one of them's an Aggie. Oh, he has the nerve to say that out loud in front of all of us.
Over there with us?
He did.
I respected him, though, for taking
that. What
was
he doing over there with
us? You see me over here?
I respected
that. What was
that
boy's name?
Shakir. I think it was Shakir. He the bruz, they said. He the bruz.
I'm going to take that boy to lunch.
And he went out there, and he's like, yeah, my name's Shakir. I'm from A&T, Aggie Pride. I mean, the thunderous boos that came down.
Yeah.
Both sides played their parts well.
Yes.
Because he stood there and embraced it all.
Yeah, he did.
And they booed him so heavily.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so great.
Good. I was about to say, they better had now.
He shot that half-court shot, Rock. I said, man, listen, we sort of rooting for you, and we not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Airball.
Yeah.
PlayStation 4 came back.
In true Aggie fashion. Out there looking like a fool.
Trying to daggone come shine on our campus.
In true Aggie fashion.
Every time y'all Aggies come in there, y'all catch an L. You remember you was in that room for John C. Smith all excited?
Oh.
Look at your Agginess. L's.
That night, y'all's bass drum player, I go over to him, shake his hand. What's up, bro? Aggie Pride. He shook my hand.
Did he shake your hand up? No, there's no proof of that.
Then he said, hey, I'm transferring anyway. I'm going over there today, man.
There's no proof of that.
That was.
There's no proof of that. The word on the moral of the story is the Xbox One is back. The PlayStation 4 is back. We got an Xbox One going to Bartlett Yancey this Saturday. This Saturday, Bartlett Yancey Buccaneers halftime shoot the win. Will you go home with the Xbox One?
Are we gonna go a whole season?
Yeah.
With the PlayStation and the Xbox?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Has this ever happened before?
I don't know.
A whole season?
I can't remember.
I can't either. Hey.
You know everybody been waiting.
People not shooting no ball no more?
Hey, not them half court shots. I'm talking about that boy airballed that thing last night.
Ain't nobody dropped. Let's go. This might bring in some girls from Miami to
heat up the city, and that's where the stunner you. Three Live Crews, big ass V Day goes down this Friday at the W.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby.
They got some good wings too.
Oh, some good wings. It's gonna be a good time. Some good drinks. What are you looking stupid for?
I'm just, you know.
You just what?
Don't focus on him, Rox. Don't even focus on him, Rox. Just keep talking when we were talking about good wings. Huh?
Well, I want to know why he's looking stupid.
I don't. I know nothing to say.
What?
I just want to make sure we're doing what the people want.
See?
To
I do. See? See?
I'm just so, you know what?
See?
I don't have the patience for this. I don't.
No, we don't.
I don't have the patience for it today. What are you talking about? You're making sure we're doing... Yes. We're doing what the people want. Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I said okay. I didn't even say anything.
Well, you had a stupid face, and I was tired of looking at it. I was tired of looking at it. You know what I'm also tired of? Summer Walker. You know what?
Are you putting
God
me in the same...
is blessing all the wrong people.
Gosh, Rox.
God bless. You know what? It's somebody listening right now that could sing.
Yeah.
I mean, can sing.
Yeah.
And ain't got blessed with a deal yet.
Ain't got blessed with a deal yet.
No, ain't got blessed with a deal
but
yet.
But that Summer Walker keep getting blessed.
But that Summer Walker done got blessed with fans.
Yeah.
The ability to sing.
Yeah.
Make good music that people want to hear.
Yeah.
She don't appreciate it.
Why you mad at her?
Yesterday on her Instagram story. LOL, I'm dead ass never making another song after 2020. Summer!
What we do to her now?
Will you be gone already?
What we do to her?
Trying to be her fan. Trying to be her fan. What are y'all trying to... I just have too many fans!
I'm just sick of it. And
it
I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I just clicked on the daggone shade room and saw her with these shenanigans again.
Are they shenanigans?
Like some have been saying this since 2019. Yeah. Well, she said she wasn't making no music after the year.
Yeah.
And now she's not making no music after this year. I'm tired of it.
I thought she said she wasn't touring no more after last year.
I don't give a damn what she's not doing at this point.
4/7?
Just don't do it, Summer. Don't do it.
And is that her picture right there on the post?
Yes.
With that early 2000s hairstyle? Early 2000s?
No, that's not necessary.
1990?
What? That's not necessary.
I can't say what stuff is.
Summer, you leave us alone and we're going to leave you alone. Now that's it. Grateful I had all the
patience. 102 Jams, Three Live Crew rocking with you. Bit Rock, your Duke Blue Devils got another dub last night.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight,
Big Dub.
Carolina travels to Winston-Salem to play Wake Forest.
Oh, let me call B Chill. You think B Chill can get us in?
Why you shaking your head?
Because we could probably lose.
Can we go?
I'm not even trying to go tonight.
Come on, man.
To wait.
Come on, man. Let's go, man. Well, let's get a big drink of Doc Ben. Courtside. Yelling. With our Carolina hats on.
There go Trap Boy Freddy. That little quitter. 29 minutes after 6. And 102 Jams. Three Live Crews. Big ass V-Day party goes down this Friday, 6 to 9 at the W downtown in Greensboro. It's absolutely free. It's absolutely free
Cost
for you to come.
Nothing.
Zero.
And we're going to have a good time.
See? Same thing we were saying.
Into electric guitars? Get one in every make and...
In 21 minutes, it'll be 7 a.m. Three Live Crew says good morning to you on this very cold and rainy Tuesday morning.
Janet Jackson is back, not only with new music, but also with a tour for her fans. Now, yesterday, she made the announcement on Instagram. She said, hey, guys, I've heard your wishes, and now from my lips to your ears, I'm working on my new album, going on a brand new world tour, both entitled Black Diamond. And if you were wondering, yes, she is coming through North Carolina. Yes, she is coming through Greensboro. July the 5th, she will be at the Greensboro Coliseum.
Man, y'all don't...
No.
We are a part of the Rhythm Nation.
Ow! You don't care?
No. You don't care? That's a chain, chain.
If it holds true and she actually makes it this time, I will go.
Nah. What you mean if she make it this time?
You remember when she canceled all them shows? Wasn't she on tour already one time and then went and canceled a bunch of shows? She was supposed to be in Raleigh or something and went and canceled it?
I feel like she made good on them dates.
How she made good on the dates? Was she sick or something?
I don't think she canceled. I think they were just rescheduled. I feel like she made good.
Nah, I don't. From where I can recall it, she done as greasy as fans who was actually anticipating the concert. Now, I'm not saying that I was just so anticipating the Janet Jackson concert to begin with, but she is an artist that if she's in the area, I would definitely like to see her show. And she was supposed to be, I believe, in Raleigh.
Okay.
And I don't know if she got sick. I don't know exactly what it was. If she got sick, then maybe I'm out of line. But I don't remember what it was. I just remember the shows got canceled.
Dang.
I mean, we laughed about it.
We laughed about it?
Yeah.
Why would we laugh about it?
Because.
We as in Three Live Crew or we as in you and somebody else?
I just remember laughs on this show. I don't know if it was callers. I don't know if it was us, but I definitely remember laughs.
On this show about Janet Jackson canceling shows?
Yeah.
Well, she couldn't have been sick. Why would we laugh at that? That would be pretty sick.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Why would we laugh at that? Why are you the only one that remember this?
No, no, no.
You know, she arguably has still one of the sexiest songs ever made.
Anytime?
Anytime.
Yeah.
The sexiest thing. That's my number one. Sexiest song ever. Every
that
time you hear that.
Like that. Huh? And the video was so dope. She looked so good in that green dress.
Yeah. And the video.
God, she killed that.
I got you back on the dinner right there with that anytime. Yeah,
no, July 5th. If she comes through here July 5th, I'm interested. 4th of July weekend, though. That's a little scary. I hope I'm in town.
Maybe Shell all weekend.
18 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. Talk to him, Thugger Gunner.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot.
102 Jams, 15 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. Bit Rock says, when is Janet Jackson supposed to be coming?
July 5th.
And you're interested. You're excited about it.
No.
No, you're not excited about it.
No.
Oh, you're not even going to go?
No. Janet's not one of my ones.
That you would like to see?
No.
Even with the Jackson bloodline?
Mm-mm.
And all her accolades?
Mm-mm.
Dang.
I was never really on the Janet train like that.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't dislike her. Like, yeah. I like her, and I like some of her songs, but she's just not... like on my bucket list of artists to see.
I don't think that I would necessarily put her on my bucket list. However, if she's in close proximity, she has a star quality that I do want to see perform live. Yeah. And of course, Drank is super excited. He dropped.
I mean, I ain't super excited. I'm just saying. Oh,
excited. What the hell is going on?
No, I ain't like I'm excited. I'm not
playing you. I thought that was exciting. I thought you really wanted to see Janet. You start singing songs and remember.
I mean, yeah, because Janet, you know, Janet one of the ones that, you know.
Well, then what the hell are you talking about?
She up there. So, like, Janet is, like you say, her star power. You understand what I'm saying? But I mean, like, I'm not like I'm pressed. Like, if I don't.
I didn't say pressed, right? I wasn't meaning it as in you were thirsty for a Janet concert. I'm just saying that in the room. Of the three, you are the most excited about.
Yeah, that's all I meant.
What's up? What'd you say about it?
Good morning. I just wanted to confirm that you was right. Janet Jackson was supposed to come here. She rescheduled and still didn't come. But I think it was around the time when she was having issues with a pregnancy or something, though.
Why would we laugh at that?
Okay. But,
instead of Raleigh, she said, you know what? I'm going to bring it to the big Coliseum, Greensboro, baby.
If she come.
I'll check it out.
Hey, now people skeptical.
I told you,
come on,
y'all.
Hey, now people just skeptical.
Come on, in the summer and rain.
Good morning.
Good morning. She was not sick. First of all, she was pregnant.
Hold on for a second. Take us off speakerphone so we can hear you.
They were hot about it.
Hello.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, she was pregnant. She canceled all them dates and took all them folk money and talking about she won't get them their money back.
Yeah. She was supposed to come to Winston or something.
I was anticipating it.
See? What was she supposed to come around here? Was it Winston or Raleigh?
It was, I don't remember, I was going to go.
We talked about it up here, and then she just canceled all them dates, and everybody was like, "What?" I remember that. I don't remember why, and I don't know why. I don't know why I'm the only one that remembers it.
Dang, my girl right here hot about it. She ain't let it go.
People was mad.
I'm a huge Janet fan, man. Listen to the end.
Are you gonna go when she come on the 5th of July?
Man, if I do, I'm gonna book the tickets closer because. It's too far out.
Too far out, man. Mm. We ain't playing with Janet.
Too far out.
She's talking about a new album. So now she's going to try to drop this new album on us and see how that do and let that bass. Next thing you know, I got to cancel.
She's pulling a Chance.
Yeah, she's pulling a Chance the Rapper on us. Yes.
No.
This
not a new album tour. No.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I thought you was going to get all the classics.
I mean, she said she will be doing stuff from her older albums, but she also going to be doing stuff from Black Diamond.
In 9 minutes, it will be 7 a.m., 7:36. We're putting you in the fourth row to go see Mike Epps. Big Rock got a surprise on the phone for you.
What?
Lindsay.
What's up, Lindsay?
What's up, Lindsay?
Hey, my sister.
How you doing, boo?
I'm fine, and you?
Good.
Did you enjoy the Three Live Ski Fest, Lindsay?
Man, yes, I enjoyed it. I had a ball.
That's what's up.
Lindsay, don't be trying to talk all calm now. You was not talking this calm Saturday
she
now.
Was, was she? She was talking.
Don't even try to act like that now. Uh-uh now.
She's the most one being professional.
Uh-oh.
What was she doing at Ski Beach?
I thought it was to be professional.
What was she doing out there?
First of all, she had an accent popping.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah, I'm from South Africa. My friends.
Yeah, she was from Africa the whole trip.
Yeah, that's what's up. What's your most memorable moment from the Ski Fest?
Man, falling down that hill.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Everybody remember that.
Down. I got up yesterday. I couldn't even make it to church.
God, dog.
You weren't going nowhere.
Hey, man, we appreciate you for coming.
My nerves.
Hey, are you, what you doing for Valentine's Day? You coming to our big-ass V-Day party?
You know I'm coming, baby. We like family, you know?
Say no more.
I'm after my friends. We after.
That's what's up. We'll see you Friday, girl.
I enjoyed y'all.
That's what's up. Enjoyed you too, Lindsay. See you Friday.
And you know what I like?
What's up?
I think everybody either ski or snowboard.
Yes.
Like, I think everybody tried.
Yes.
Like, there was nobody that didn't try.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was dope.
I agree.
I had a ball. I'll definitely be going to the next one.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Well, we'll see you Friday at the Three Live Crew's big-ass V-Day party at the W from 6 to 9, all right?
All right. See you Friday.
Vitamin Supply.
The re-up.
Man, that rain coming down so vicious outside. Y'all be safe out there.
102 Jams.
And I really wanna know where you at.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock, y'all. Raining heavy outside. To the point where like your umbrella don't even hardly help. Seems like it's coming from all angles out there.
Is it like that?
It's vicious.
It's a side rain?
It seems like it's going side. Then when you turn your umbrella that way, it's coming from the other side. Man, that thing vicious out there.
That
thing vicious out there.
I can't stand it.
Just want to say.
Gosh.
It's vicious out there.
PETA is tired of you calling your pet your pet. PETA said, listen, the term pet is derogatory, and in 2020, we need to leave those ways behind. They say, instead of calling your pet a pet, which can make it seem like, you know, just an object that you own, you know, not like a living thing that has importance or relevance in your life, you should call your pet a companion. Do you hear this, Drake? You need to no longer refer to Deuce as your pet. Deuce should be
talking to me.
Yes, they are.
We'll show up on my doorstep with it.
Also, you don't need to refer yourself as your companion's owner. Mm. You need to refer to yourself as a guardian. They say, you know, a companion isn't just something that you own.
Yeah.
Like, these are living things that add value and happiness and joy to our lives. So, owners, that's out.
Yeah.
Okay, we're now referring to ourselves as guardian.
Yeah.
And pet, that's out. You're now referring to your animals as companions.
Can I say, as ridiculous as all this sounds from PETA, I agree with it.
Oh my God.
I do agree with it. They are companions. They are like people.
Your wife a companion.
But that's like, listen, that's the definition of a pet, though.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. you let something happen to that deuce, it's going to be sadness in your house because y'all have grown to love that dog. That's what happens when you get animals and pets companions. It goes past just something that you own. If you lose your car, you're going to be like, dang, I missed that car. But there is no emotional attachment to it. To your animal, to your companion, there is an emotional attachment there.
But see, Doc, I Googled pet. Because I was like, isn't that what pet means? Like, the definition is an animal that you keep as a companion.
Yeah.
That's like the definition of it. So why do we have...
It's understood. But see, pet just said, but I understand the logic of pet meaning like this is just an item that you own. You're an owner. This is a pet. That's a totally different attachment than a companion and a guardian. Just word-wise, if you hear companion and guardian, you automatically put that in a mental area that you don't put in pet and owner. I'm just saying, listen, is it strange? Absolutely. Peter's weird. But I do agree and I do understand.
Peter does the most.
Well, I don't. I don't at all. I don't.
I've lost dogs in my life. Why is it different?
This different.
Why is it different?
Because the way you act with this one is different. You ain't act like this with Sophie. You daggone brought. I mean, you love dudes.
Sophie was stupid.
See? There you go.
Sophie got dropped out.
There you go. But that's my point, though. You love dudes, bro. Deuce ain't just like Sophie.
I think people are weird when they mourn over dogs and stuff and pets and stuff like that. I really do. I be like, yo,
that's a companion.
They up there mourning like it's somebody in their family for real.
It is,
like
though.
Like they sister somebody. Just
you teach it, you raise it, you love it. Like it is a part of the family, right?
Dude died today. I'm back at work tomorrow. Joking. Wait, what's coming up? Thoughtspiration Thursday. What we doing? Yeah.
O2 Jams, 3 Live crew here. Roxy just gave us some information about PETA. We had a conversation off the mic just a second ago. Have you ever met anybody that works for PETA? Do they really exist?
Or is a part of PETA?
Yeah. Like, have you ever gotten mail from PETA where you can even mail it back?
Like, how do you join?
There we go. Roxy's going to Google to see how to join PETA. I think I'm going to join PETA.
I'm going to join and see if they kick me out.
Yeah, I'm going to infiltrate.
And do stuff. Wear fur.
Why?
To my first meeting.
Why?
I'm talking about some fur boots.
Put videos of me up slapping steaks on the grill.
You better be ready to fight.
Hey, ready to fight.
No, they be ready.
PETA don't exist. But Roxy just said that PETA says, listen, we're no longer referring to our animals as pets. They're not pets, and you're not an owner. You refer to those animals as companions, and you are a guardian.
Yeah.
These aren't just some pieces of property that you own. These are living creatures, and you should treat them and name them as such. And I am in full agreement with this. I think it's the first time ever I've been in agreement with PETA.
I don't think I'll ever be in agreement with PETA.
What say you?
Hey, can I comment on when y'all talking about the pets being companions?
Yes.
All right, so back in October, my dog got hit by a car and she was killed. And when I found her, I was crying so bad that the neighbors thought that it was a human that had got hit. Because I kept saying, she's dead.
Yeah.
And the cops showed up, and they thought, when they got the call, they thought that's what they was coming to. So... Mm-hmm.
Roxy's in here laughing. Roxy's sitting back here holding back tears from laughter.
What,
Drankers is sitting here looking down on you.
No,
I just got a question. Like, okay, you acting like that. What was your girlfriend doing? Was she acting the same way?
Well, she was inside with the daughter, but yeah, she was sad for me too.
She was sad for him.
She was definitely crying, but that was my dog though.
Fact, and how long had you had this dog?
Man, I had the dog for 8 months.
Man, get off this phone. Man, get off this damn phone.
8 months?
8 months?
I thought it was longer than that.
I thought
you were going to say 8 years. I did.
Had it as long as you have a TV subscription. And he's sitting up here telling me.
You know I ain't come to play this TV. Snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite.
It's 7:25, man. We're about 11 minutes away from putting somebody in the fourth row. Fourth row at the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival.
Mm.
If you're interested, in about 5 minutes, you should probably call 336-680-1021.
We about to hang up on everybody on the phone right now, though. Yeah. All of y'all getting hung up on. Nah, you too early. Too early. Too early. Too early. Too early.
And now the lines are blocked. Good luck.
like boarding jets, I like money. I like money. But nothing in the...
102 Jams, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sitting here just listening to that song right there and just realizing, man, that Invasion of Privacy deserves every award and Cardi deserves every coin she got off it. That album was pretty doggone dope. Just like the Three Live Crew.
ABC Tonight, executive producer Curtis 56.
It's 7:36. Time to put somebody in the fourth row. Sarah from the Tray 4, are you interested?
I am.
Well, all you have to do is tell us which one of these movies was Mike Epps not in.
Friday, How High, Meet the Blacks, All About the Benjamins.
Meet the Blacks.
That is incorrect.
Sorry, Sarah, that is incorrect. Got Sarah up out of there.
Got up out of there.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm trying to win the ticket.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sabrina Miller, I'm calling from
Tray 4. Sabrina from the Tray, to sit in the fourth row to see Mike Epps. Tell us which one of these movies was Mike Epps not in.
Friday, How High, Meet the Blacks, All About the Benjamins.
How High, Meet the Blacks.
Give her all four of them one more time, Big Rock.
Friday, How High, Meet the Blacks, All About the Benjamins.
He was not in Friday.
That's correct.
That is correct. Yes. That is correct, Sabrina. That is correct, Sabrina. You will be sitting.
And I'm talking to you off my Apple Watch.
You left your phone at the crib. You talking to us off the Apple Watch?
Yes.
God, them joints are very, very well crafted. I didn't even know you could do all of that. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to you, Sabrina, from the Tray on your Apple Watch. You will be sitting in the fourth row this Sunday at the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival, Mama.
Thank y'all so much. I have a good day.
No doubt. In 19 minutes, it'll be 8 a.m. Three Live Crew is on your radio. Sneak preview for the Photograph is tomorrow night. Who's coming with us?
I watched the trailer
for
the Photograph.
Okay.
Still as confused as I was before the trailer.
See, I'm not even going to watch the trailer at this point then. I'm not even going to watch it.
No, there's no point.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I was like, okay, and?
Mm-mm.
And what? But I am interested in the movie because I like the actors that are in the movie.
Who else is in there?
You got Issa and I think the guy's Lakeith is the other one.
Okay.
Lil is in there.
Okay.
And another girl I like, but I don't know her name.
Yeah, you just see her in movies.
I just see her and I know her. Yeah. I am interested.
Tomorrow night, man, sneak preview of the Photograph. We have no clue what it's about, but we will tell you about it on Thursday.
Now, something it seemed that we all were not interested in together, the Oscars.
The big O's.
It came on Sunday night, and the ratings were at an all-time low.
Rightfully so.
23.6 million viewers tuned in. It's being said that that's even lower than 2018 when Oscar So White was trending. Even that year, they had 26.5 million viewers, which was more than what they had on Sunday night. Mm. And people are just saying, at this point, Oscars, you can either totally revamp your show, try to do it the right way, make it more interesting, make it more diverse so that people are interested,
or you
can just scrap it. Or you can just scrap it.
I say scrap it.
I say
down
revamp
with the
it.
Oscars.
I say revamp it.
You wouldn't even be here for a drink if they revamped it and made it more diverse?
It ain't fair, no way. They ain't gonna make it more diverse, man. Scrap it.
You know drink anti-Oscars.
You don't think so?
Come on, man. All the great actors of color, they've already, you know.
Snubbed
and all that. All the great movies of color, they've already snubbed. Do away with it.
Mm.
No, don't revamp.
Yeah, you can't have nothing like you can make a time machine.
And go back.
It's a bunch of good movies that were black movies that just didn't even get in the running, man. That's.
And then people are also saying like a number of the movies that are nominated oftentimes, you're not even familiar with.
Not.
Mm. It's time for all of them to crumble.
Big shout out to Joaquin Phoenix, man. He gave the best speech ever.
I saw people going in on him too.
Really?
Yeah.
What they say about
him? They weren't really moved by his speech like that.
Really?
I saw a lot of people going in.
I was moved by it. I really liked it. I say you buying a purse. I can't even lie. You ain't my type. Ain't even. Maybe I can give you cheese. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew on your radio. 10 minutes and it'll be 8 a.m. Big shout to Sabrina. She got hooked up with them fourth row tickets to see Mike Epps. We will give you a chance to sit in the third row tomorrow. Hornets fans upset with Kemba Walker.
What?
Kemba Walker now playing for the Boston Celtics and was asked, you know, are you ready for the playoffs? Kemba Walker jumped out there and said, listen, you're asking the wrong guy about playoffs. Charlotte Hornets fans are like, yo, you ain't have to daggone cut us that deep, Kemba, just because you're gone. We know we didn't give you many playoff opportunities, but dang, 2016 just happened.
Oh, Charlotte, shut up.
God damn.
Hornets fans really need to shut up because y'all, that man gave you all he had with nothing, and you know he did. So just shut up.
They showed a screenshot last night before the game that the Hornets won, I would like to add. Of the starting five for the Charlotte Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about if you played a game where they had on no numbers on their jerseys and you had to put their numbers on their jerseys or put the names on the back of the jerseys, you talk about somebody that would lose. I'm talking about lose.
You wouldn't do it? You couldn't do it? Just the starting five?
Couldn't do it. Hmm. Couldn't do it. I was looking at that squad like, my gosh.
Yeah.
Vanessa Bryant broke her silence again on Instagram. Hey. Yeah, it's the real.
I mean, I know him because I'm a Charlotte fan.
I mean, I'm a Charlotte fan too. But when you just look at faces,
when
it's
you
like,
look at stuff, yeah. When you look at, you be like, wow.
Like if you look at numbers, you be like, oh, I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
But when just if there were no numbers on the jersey, it might be a little difficult.
Mm.
Might be a little difficult. Vanessa Bryant Roxy said it's kind of difficult for her to cope with this whole situation, man. Like, of course, the world is moving on, and she's trying to be strong for her other three daughters, of course, Natalia, Bianca, and Capri. But she can't cope with Kobe being gone and Gigi being gone at the same time. Like, it is devastating to her. She said she's trying to accept that Kobe's gone, but then she gets angry because she's able to wake up every morning and Gigi isn't able to wake up, but she has so much life to live. So I just wanted to remind people, just keep the Bryant family and all the victims of that horrific helicopter crash in your prayers as we move on with our day-to-day lives.
Absolutely.
Speaking of moving on with day-to-day lives, for the first time in his career, Tom Brady will test free agency.
That's off the chains.
I'm excited about this.
That's off the chains.
I'm excited about this. Now, he could still play for the New England Patriots, but he will test to see if there's another team out there that would like to say, hey, we'll bring you here, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Another person testing free agency that is a long-lasting quarterback at his team, Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers says, listen, hey, I'm going to put my toe in that free agency water, see if anybody wants Big Phil. What's
no.
up?
No one wants Big Phil. No.
No. Nobody want Phil?
No.
Dang, don't nobody want Phil?
Did y'all see him last season?
Yeah,
no.
He only person threw more interceptions than him was Jameis Winston.
Yeah. No one wants Big Phil.
Last night, them Duke Blue Devils, another gritty dub. Another gritty dub. That team is really starting to learn how to play with each other. I can't knock
them. And can win the ugliest of games.
I mean the ugliest. I don't think they've had a beautiful game yet.
Can win like just the a super ugliest blowout. Of games.
But
we have, but it's been
months ago, early in the season.
It's been a few games back.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going front, man. Coach K has really gelled that team together, man. They aren't the most talented team, but that team really knows how to gel together, play good defense, hit free throws, and they seem to have an identity with who is supposed to take what shot.
Exactly. Who's doing what?
Trey Jones was horrific last night. I think 5 for 16. But he's still that guy that can get it done because they trust him on the court. He's an extension of Coach K. Big shouts to Duke. Carolina comes down to Winston-Salem tonight to play Wake Forest. I've told y'all all season long that I've been very scared of this game because there's a boy that wears number 0 for Wake Forest, and he wants nothing more than to beat UNC. And his name is Brandon Childress, and I really think Brandon Childress will have a great game tonight. Will it be enough to beat my Tar Heels? I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not. But when that Wake Forest team plays like they're supposed to play, they do have some weapons. They can put some buckets up. Adrian can drop some buckets. Number 23, I can't remember his name right now, can drop hella buckets. They got the big man right there in the middle. He can drop hella buckets and be chill. So I am nervous about the game tonight.
Y'all got the same record.
And they're better to me. They just got more. To me, I just feel like they got more of an identity. as lackluster as their identity is.
And y'all just done gave up. Some of y'all players just done gave up. They just out there, child.
I think that's a fair assessment, Rock. I think what you're saying is 100% accurate. Shawty made that clap, she don't need no applause.
High fashion, like go, y'all. My car.
The re-up. Roxy is S-A-D. And that doesn't mean sad.
102.
Details next.
Jams.
Seven minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. Three live crews right here on your radio. And yesterday, Roxy told me she was S-A-D. I would wish Keon was listening, but I know he's already at the gym.
I don't understand why you're making this solely about the gym.
But Roxy went and sat. Listen to this drink.
Come on with it.
Your girl Rock left out of the building yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you about to go to the gym?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So at that moment, I knew. I said, her mind ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was busy doing some stuff for Maya and stuff, so I couldn't talk to her like I felt like I should have at that moment.
You weren't busy sort of doing anything. You were sitting in Los's office on your phone.
I was waiting on Maya to leave out of here so I could do promos
and
do the podcast.
You weren't doing anything, though.
Promos and podcasts.
You weren't doing
That's
anything
where my mind
at
was
the
at,
time.
The things that I had to do. Mm-hmm. So she hits me up about an hour later,
mm-hmm.
you know, asking me to email her some stuff. And I'm like, dang, my girl got to go. I was like, yeah, how was your workout? My girl said she went to the gym, drank, sat in the parking lot for 15 minutes, and then left.
Why'd you even go?
Went on about my day.
Went on about her day, drank.
But that
said she's sad.
I mean, I was going to go, but then I was like, no. Just made that decision in the parking lot.
After 15 minutes of sitting there, just couldn't push herself to go in. Now, she says it's because the weather is so bad. When it's sunny days, she can go work out fine. It's not a problem. But on rainy days, she can't work out.
I'm just not feeling it.
Because she said she has some disorder, though, bro.
I'm just not feeling it.
What is this disorder?
Seasonal affective disorder. It's real.
That right there, Drank.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Man, y'all, what does the rain have to do?
I lied to CeeLo on Facebook last night because she put on one of my posts. She was like, gym tomorrow morning, 4:30 a.m. I replied back, yes, ma'am. Didn't go this morning. Lied to CeeLo.
Like, I'm telling, sad, it doesn't just affect you when it's raining. It's not necessarily about the rain, but it's like the fall, winter months when there's less sunlight. It affects my mood. It does. Because we get a lot from the sun. You get a lot from the sun.
I think it's just something that you try to use as an excuse. Yeah, you see,
My energy comes from the sun, too.
Here y'all go.
Tell him, Dre.
When it's sunny, I get out there and I jog.
He doesn't care.
I get out there and jog. When it's cloudy,
not doing it.
Grand Theft Auto. That's what I'm playing. Getting these fingers this workout.
This is real, Doc.
You can't base your health on if it's cloudy or sunny outside.
It's not
outside,
just about gym.
Folks.
It's other activities.
That's ridiculous. I know it ain't. Yours is solely about gym. That's
no,
what we're talking
not.
About right now. We're talking about the gym. 15 minutes in the parking lot. I don't know what the... Tell him. Sell the whole thing. You got to spill it. It's 8:13. 13 minutes after 8, folks, just call
you know
up
what?
Here with excuses.
You ain't got to understand. You really don't. Nobody got nothing to prove to you.
This fool, man, you know what? Good morning. What you say you got? Sad?
Seasonal affective disorder.
Seasonal.
And it's real.
Yeah, it is, Rob. It's real ridiculous you come here with this footage this morning. You be quiet. I don't hear anything from you. I don't hear anything from you, Mr. 430. Nothing.
And Drake may have it too.
Roxy was just talking about how she suffers from seasonal emotional disorder.
Yeah.
It is actually really a disorder. Like, she's not lying about that.
He doesn't care.
Yes, she is.
He doesn't care.
No, seriously, because my best friend, her brother was diagnosed with that. So it really is a disorder.
Roxy.
It's like when the winter months come, or like certain holidays, Thanksgiving and stuff. People tend to get depressed, or they feel less active about stuff.
Oh, you get depressed and less active? Roxy self-diagnosed herself. It does not count. It does not count.
So what? So did Summer Walker. And what did you do? Jumped all on it.
You did.
You showed so much sympathy for Summer.
You did.
But what about me, your own friend?
Oh, because you don't want to work out? Because you don't want to work out.
Suffering right in front of you.
It's totally different from being someone who doesn't feel comfortable around a bunch of people
and
versus somebody who doesn't want to work out because it's raining.
Who has a disorder that affects them during the winter and fall months.
That's self-diagnosed. That's self-diagnosed.
You know what? I will be going to a therapist next week.
Feels good, don't it?
23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hey, people still trying to do the brewing challenge today, Bitrock.
I'm going to keep
going. I thought it was only one day for yesterday.
I'm telling you, man, it was all cap on that whole one day thing. I think you can do it today.
I'm going to try it when I get home.
You got a good broom?
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy a broom. Or I'm going to just go to Walmart and just do it.
Buy a broom just for this.
Yes. You know, mind your business.
I made him a million of rich. I ain't trying to have babies right now, so we fuck with a rubber, but I ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me? I just paid my kids.
This Friday, if you don't already have plans for Valentine's Day, we just made plans for you. 102 Jams and the Three Live Crew is having the Three Live Crew's big-ass V-Day party.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely free.
Costs you nothing.
All you have to bring is yourself and your person, or you can just bring yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's for singles or for people in relationships. We're going to feed you. We're going to give away some passes to the comedy show. And we're going to put you in a hotel room for the night.
Oh, yeah.
Just that simple. Come have some fun with us Friday night at the W.
Everything look like a poster.
The Millennium Fresh Air on the walk to her bus stop. Learn more at parknc.org.
What's good? What's good? 8:33, 27 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's raining, okay? 54 degrees. The high today going to be 66. Hope you got your umbrella.
66 and raining is stupid. Greensboro, accidents. I-40 eastbound between Freeman Mill Road, exit 218, and I-85 Business, exit 219. There's an accident, has the center lane blocked. Also, I-85, I-40 eastbound between Randleman Road and South Am Eugene Street. Massive delays there for a couple of miles. I-40 eastbound between 52 and... 193A and 311, exit 196 is delays there in Winston-Salem. And I-40 eastbound between Union Cross Road and Salem Parkway, slow traffic there because of an accident. I-85 is messed up right there, 29, southbound between, what is that, mile marker 118 and Victory Chapel Road. It's an accident there causing delays for a couple of miles. Mount Hope Church Road, north of 40 and I-85. Right there at Knox Road, we have a serious accident there that's causing massive delays. It's bad out there. Rehoboth Church Road at I-85 and Business, right there at Pepperstone Drive, there's an accident too. Understand that it's raining very, very bad. Visibility is super, super low. So give the car in front of you a lot of room because you never know when you might have to pull on or hit those brakes. Do not be on your phone out there texting in the rain. It's horrible. All right? Y'all buckle up and drive safe and get to your destinations safely. That is the goal. That's your 102 traffic jams.
Mix and mingle, couples and singles, big ass V Day.
Osama bin.
8:37, y'all, and raining outside. 23 minutes away from 9 a.m. and your breakfast mix.
What would you have done? And also, fair or foul? Kylie McDonald. She's walking down the street. She finds a bag of money. $30,000 cash and checks totaling up to $30,000. First of all, I'll stop right there. Roxy, you're looking at me with a smirk on your face. What would you do?
Turn in the checks.
Good answer. Same thing I came up with. Doc, what would you do?
The three of us are on the same page.
We're on the same. Well, right? Them checks go straight to the where they're supposed to go. The police. Somebody lost these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was leaving the grocery store. Before you tell us the end of this story, I was leaving the grocery store the other night, and I was just walking out. And I just heard you in my head, Roxy, saying, "Where's my blessing?" And I had a hypothetical moment in my mind, like, what if I just found some money out here right now? That would be amazing. I start looking around the parking lot for some money that was supposed to be for me.
What you find?
Nothing.
Dang.
Yeah.
Like, why does don't never happen to us?
Never, man.
Why am I not walking in a parking lot and find $30,000?
You heard that story I told y'all a couple weeks ago. They found that safe in the couch from the Goodwill.
Yes.
$60,000 in there.
Do you know what Kylie did?
What Kylie did?
First thing she does, she calls her grandmother. First person I'm not calling is my grandmama. I'm not. It's too much right advice coming out of that call.
Yes, sir.
Too much right advice.
My grandma Ruby definitely gonna tell me to get a money.
So her grandmother comes and picks her up at the plaza where she was, and Kylie goes to the police station and she turns the whole bag, $30,000 cash and checks in. Now it belonged to a dentist in the same plaza.
Mm-hmm.
She returns the money back to the dentist,
mm-hmm.
who gives her a reward. How much, Doc?
A toothbrush, one of the mechanical toothbrushes,
$150. No,
$2,500. $2,500,
good. Yeah.
He gave her a check for $500. Gave her a check for $500. And Kylie said she was going to use that $500 to buy a computer she had been saving up for. Oh, no damn computers cost $500. fair or foul by the dentist, Dot. That's the second part to the quiz. Fair?
Yeah, fair.
It's never fair.
You should have kept it.
You should have kept it.
The reward is fair.
What should I have given you? If you bring me back my 30 bands in checks and cash, what am I supposed to give you?
$2,500.
No, I give you this good $500. I might just hit you with the thank you so much. We didn't know where we dropped this.
Oh.
Yo, you need any teeth cleaning services? We got you. They on the house.
Oh.
I remember I found a wallet in junior high.
What happened, right?
I went home. but I jumped out there and was like, hey, can I go to the mall? And my grandma asked me, what you going to the mall for? You ain't got no money?
Mm.
Then I had, yeah, I do. Okay.
You told her you had money?
Stupid. Junior high.
I found this wallet.
Middle school.
It had money in it. Made me take it back to school. Turned it in. It was a boy's wallet that went to school with me. It was like $100-something in that wallet.
Why was he at school in middle school with $100-something in his wallet?
I don't know. Guess what he gave me?
Nothing.
Thank you. He gave me a thank you. He gave me a thank you. Thanks, Granny. Thanks.
It's 16 minutes until 9 o'clock. 3 Live on your radio.
And it's time for birthday trivia. I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clues, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Dot, are you ready?
Ready, baby.
Drake, are you ready?
As always.
All right, first up, this lady, she's a singer, Moesha.
Drake!
Dot.
Brandy.
Brandy Norwood. Is correct. Drink to steal a point. How old is Brandy?
44.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is Brandy?
Brandy is 42.
That is incorrect, but close. 41 today. 41.
I was close.
Next up on my list, this woman, she's a singer. One third of Destiny's
Child.
Drink.
Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland is correct. Dot, to steal a point, how old is Kelly Rowland?
Kelly Rowland is 42.
That is incorrect. Drake, how old is Kelly Rowland?
Kelly Rowland. My favorite.
I need an answer.
Okay, Kelly Rowland is 38.
That is incorrect, but close. 39. 39 today. The score is currently tied 1-1. Next up here on my list, this chick, one half of City Girls.
Drink.
Drink.
Probabilities and percentages. JT.
JT is incorrect.
God, John.
Not the one that was in jail.
Dang, I can't remember her name. Dot.
Dot.
Come on with it.
Miami. Young Miami.
Young Miami, Miami is correct.
I know the real name. I know a real one.
Young Miami is correct.
I know a real one.
Drake, to steal a point, how old is Young Miami?
How old is Carisha? She is. She'll be 27.
That is incorrect.
Yes.
Dot, to steal a point, how old is Young Miami?
Young Miami is 28.
That is incorrect. Drake, you were close. 26.
Dang.
26 years old and with a score of 2-1.
And one more question. One more question.
Dot, you are victorious in birthday trivia today.
Don't you got one more question?
If it is your birthday, happy birthday to you.
You know what?
Yesterday was my girl's 7th birthday, so happy belated birthday to her. And the 13th is my mama's birthday, so happy early birthday.
Sick. You got to face some Drake. Worst behavior. Mm-hmm. Never used to love us.
Worst. What's he doing?
Worst behavior. About to make me go on my worst behavior.
Why is he on his phone playing
about to make
music?
Make me go on my worst behavior here. Worst. What'd you say, Drake? Worst. Worst behavior up in here.
One O2 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, 6 minutes, and it will be 9 o'clock. You already know, Big Ass V Day. I was about to say the Big Ass V-Day bash, thinking of the birthday bash.
I keep wanting to say that. I don't know why I keep wanting to throw bash at the end of it.
I don't either. That was my first time about to slip up, but it damn sure about came out.
I've done it every time, almost, when I'm talking about it.
This Friday at the W, come through. Have some fun with us from 6 to 9, man. We're giving you plans for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man. Me and the wife, we're going to be married. It's us four, us five, us six. It don't even matter. We're going to party after this time.
Hey. Okay.
So it's at least six of us.
What's up?
What?
I was just making sure that this is something that the people wanted.
Yes.
And we weren't trying to just throw it out there and try to just optimistically thinking people wanted to come and have a good time for Valentine's Day. I appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. We will be there.
I will see you Friday. 3 Live Crew's Big Ass V-Day Party at the W from 6 to 9 on Friday. It's going to be at least 8 of us there now.
At least.
9, because Earn's going to be there DJing.
Boom.
10, Lowe's going to be there. He ain't got nobody, so he can just 10.
Wait. Did you count Chris with me?
Yeah, I got us. See, 2, 4.
Yeah, see, Chris won't be there
because
he got a game that night.
Damn, Carla might not be there. 1, 2, 3. Is Draw coming?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh.
My man and his lady to call.
5, 6.
Lowe's.
7.
Earn.
8.
It's going to be at least 8 of us there.
At least.
Fox for Congress. Paid for by Fox for North Carolina.
The Re-Up.
Hey, Bill Rock, somebody decided not to wear their heavy hitters coat in the rain today.
Mm, don't want to get that wet.
102 Jams.
Jams, 12 minutes after 9 o'clock, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And I'll just talk by myself. Drankins is sitting here chewing apple slices with peanut butter on it. Roxy is sitting here chewing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I'm the only one who's really being professional.
Ain't
right
no, now.
Good morning to everybody.
I'm not even eating nothing.
3 Live Crew's Big Ass V-Day going down this Friday from 6 to 9 at the W. Just want you to come out if you're looking for something to do. If you already got plans, go ahead and cancel them. Save you a little bit of money and come have some fun with the 3
come
Live.
Come on out with us.
I might have to play a game of matchmaker while we there.
Why you rolling your eyes at me?
Single people there.
The peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth.
I
it
just
sounds ridiculous.
Just be
quiet. Now, how does this matchmaker go? What are you talking about?
The single people that's there. We just going to, you know, flow around. See who's
single.
Yeah,
we are going to be trying to connect people, you know, hook people up.
Just taking somebody, like grab a girl's hand, be like, come here real quick and take
it
to a dude.
You never know. Somebody, somebody single could win that suite and meet somebody else single that night.
Mm.
And crank off the love. All the love come down.
What's
that
wrong
night.
With it?
And who would have started that?
3 Live.
Huh?
At the 3 Live Crew's Big Ass V Day. This Friday at the W from 6 to 9, and we starting at 6. Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you. There's an argument going on about veganism right there. Before y'all ask, talk about that though. Fox, are you going to eat that or are you just waiting to eat it later? What you doing with that?
I kind of got full.
It felt like it. You can pass it over here. I don't want it to just get wasted. Waste not want.
You going
to
finish off a peanut butter and jelly like she Isaiah?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just that one little corner.
Look at the way the jelly's slipping up on the side of it, though.
Hey, that was a little bit of jelly that was left on the knife, and she just slapped it on the back side of that brick.
What are y'all talking about this vegan stuff? What are y'all talking about?
She mad at me because I say I'm vegan from 5 till noon. I'm vegan from 5 till noon. Then after noon, I'm back
right. But yesterday, he said he's trying this new thing. Shut up. You said your piece.
I'm an innovator.
You said your piece.
Trendsetter.
Yesterday, he said that he doing this thing now where he fasts from 5 to noon. So he not eating from 5 to noon. So because he's not eating, he calling himself vegan.
No, I am. I switched it up. I'm eating only vegan things from 5 to 12. Like, look at there. Apple and peanut butter.
He's a liar.
Smell the warm ducklishness of Duck Donuts. Try one of our new.
First 2020 may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
933 out there. Rainy, 55 degrees. Rainy. Rainy.
She tried to come back in, but then took herself back down right then. She tried to come in, but she couldn't even do
gonna
it.
Gonna be a high 66.
That was sad. That's sad. You worse than Isaiah. You just cannot get focused.
Who? And who is Isaiah, by the way?
His son.
You ain't got to tell all my
business.
His
son?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I thought she knew that.
Drank his son ugly like him?
I'm asking. We look alike.
Oh, that says all I need to know.
People say that all the time. We look alike.
They look alike.
Ooh. It really don't be fair when ugly people jump out there and have kids like that.
They say ugly people make good looking kids.
It really don't be fair. What happened to your son then?
My son's attractive.
Hey. And that doesn't go for everybody.
Let me see him.
That don't go for everybody?
Nah.
Let me see a picture of your son right now.
Matter of fact, he on the Winston-Salem.
Let me see him.
Website. They just took a little interview with him. I didn't even know
for
they was going to do that.
For what?
I didn't even know. Look at that. Look at my son right there on the Winston-Salem Forsyth County School System website. He ain't even in Winston-Salem Forsyth County. Look at my son, Bone.
Ugh.
Bone.
Let me, ugh. What?
Ugh.
Why y'all ain't do something with him that day?
That's a fresh lineup.
Why
he
standing there looking like that?
He got on his Nike sweatsuit. He
wrinkled? Ugh.
That ain't wrinkled.
What's going on with his mouth? What's going on there?
He got braces.
Oh, my gosh. It's really not right, like I said. If you ugly, just don't do it. Don't jump out there and have kids and make your kids go through what you went through. You know you ugly. You know it.
I-85 business.
Right. And you know what? This website wrong, too, because they had to put him on there looking like that. Now, they could have made a decision.
That's a good picture by that boy. Look at that picture in that drink. Now, that ain't no bad picture, is it?
That's a good picture.
Now, they could have made a decision.
What's wrong with this picture?
Now, the whole website gone down. The whole website.
That ain't wrinkle.
No. This is a good.
He probably could have put a little chapstick on. But other than that, like.
You can't even tell that either. So don't you do that either. You just did that to. All right, Zay.
In Greensboro, there's an accident on Market Street.
Your daddy,
Zay? No, he's at school.
That's your daddy.
Market Street at College Road, Guilford College Road. Yes. Straight A student. Mount Hope Church Road, north of I-40, I-5. Sir. Y'all get to your destination safely. Yes, the highways are looking ridiculous.
A big ass V-Day with 3 Live Crew.
102 Jams. 21 minutes and it will be 10 o'clock. And I don't know why she's still in here. Good morning.
Good morning. Can y'all tell Bone that don't nobody wake up looking in the mirror talking about, oh, damn, I'm ugly. These people think they pretty.
Now, what do you think about that, Bone?
Now.
Damn.
Now.
Now, she pretty.
Now.
Right.
Right. Now. And that's on period, poo.
One of the ugly ones calling up. Talking about somebody else. I hear the ugly all in your voice. Ugly is all over you.
I heard it.
Ugly is all over you. Calling up here like you cute. You ain't.
I want to talk about you.
You ain't. And I know it.
Ooh, that
is. What you got? You hear that? You hear that?
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the...
102 Jam, 17 minutes away from 10 a.m. And it is the free for all final hour. What you want to talk about?
Good morning, Three Live Crew.
What up?
Good morning.
Draco.
What up, Draco?
What do you want?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the building Friday.
Man, nobody, why you want
to? Nobody believes you.
Yeah.
Nobody believes you.
Why not?
Why you didn't come skiing?
My son had a fever.
Oh, your son had a fever. Draco, why we don't believe you?
I don't know why.
I don't either, Draco.
Nah, that's what it was, though.
Folks was asking about
it. You know, I'm a single father, so his mom ain't really around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I just went ahead and let her husband go.
You let who?
I let my sister and her husband go.
Go where?
Oh, Becky.
To the ski trip.
Who's your sister?
Yeah.
Becky. Yeah.
It was her birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Dang. Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. So,
dang.
But we all will be there Friday, though.
Y'all coming through Friday to the big ass V-Day party?
Yeah, we come.
All right, bet.
I need that room.
Bet. Oh, my boy man, trying to win to the room. Room.
He said, I'm a single father.
Hey.
Hey, oh, he got the numbers on deck. He going to hit up. Yeah, you know I wasn't this sweet.
Hey, Draco, yeah. I ain't going to hold you, man. It was like two other people that we was all just talking about the buses, and they was wondering where you was at, man. It was like, man, where Draco? Like, man, he ain't even show up. They was like, dang, man, I want to meet Draco.
Man, hey, just making an announcement. Draco will be in the field on Friday.
Look, I'm making an announcement.
Ain't nobody making an announcement.
Heck no. Because we don't know that you're going to make it, Draco.
Oh, no, I'm going to make it. Show the love.
We'll make the announcement Monday that Draco was in the building Friday. How about that?
All right, that sounds good.
No doubt, man. Look forward to meeting you Friday, bro.
All right, bro.
Peace.
Play out the coupe at the lot. Turn the 12 SWAT.
In 9 minutes, it will be 10 a.m. Two big events this week. Tomorrow, sneak preview of the photograph. We all going to be out there checking that joint out. Then on Friday, Three Live Crews, Big Ass V-Day.
Now that's going to be a good time.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Y'all want to wear matching outfits?
Nope.
Why y'all don't ever want to wear a matching outfit? Y'all don't ever want to do nothing.
Hey, how come when Chris ain't doing something, you always turn to us and make us try to do something?
Facts.
Huh? What about that?
Man, I ain't never seen you and Chris come out the house with matching outfits.
Never seen them come out dressing alike, but here she come to us.
We did do it one time.
No, y'all didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, y'all didn't. Y'all might have had the same little color scheme or something, but it wasn't a matching outfit.
Just because y'all both had on a Duke shirt.
We did do it before, but that ain't what I'm talking about. We could wear red. Y'all want to wear red?
Okay.
No.
Drink. You can't even agree to wear red? And did you just lie in agreement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least I told you the truth.
I didn't lie.
So you looked at me and just shot a lie?
He shot you two of them.
No, I would wear red.
So you going to wear red?
I wear red. I got red.
All right. We all going to wear red.
I got track suits and all that with red in it.
We all going to wear red.
Who are you speaking for?
Us. The
all
three
of
line.
Us.
That's the color. You can dress it up however you want to dress it, but everybody should have some sort of red somewhere. It's a red shirt, a red handkerchief,
so
you got a little red flower on your little suit jacket, some red pants, some red bottoms. Just red. That's the overall
make
thing.
Make him a work for a draw. Make him a work for a draw.
Here I go.
That's all you do. Make him a work for a draw.
Why?
She got to go wash something. I ain't got nothing clean red.
Gotta go wash.
How you know you ain't got nothing clean red?
I ain't got nothing clean red. Dirty. Why are your reds dirty?
I was red but heavy
we,
last week.
But we seen him wear red.
I don't remember last time I seen you wear red. And
I don't wear the same thing at the end of the day I wear in the beginning of the day.
That's true. I don't either. But I do wear the same thing in the mornings that I had on last night. For example, this outfit. That's
I'll
not the end of there.
Too.
Listen,
what?
Is there? We can wear whatever we want to wear Friday though.
Yeah.
Ain't no dress code.
No.
I'm just making sure. Even though I'm gonna be saucy.
Me too.
You're not sure.
I'm gonna be in a suit.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
My boy gonna suit it out?
He capping.
You capping?
I just didn't say sweat.
You know I ain't come to play this TV. Snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite. Ha. You probably don't want to let your baby mama tell.
102 Jams. Halftime Shoot the Win up next is Bartlett Yancey in Reidsville. Goes down Saturday afternoon.
It's a rivalry, ain't it? I think that's a rivalry there, boy.
Say, I don't know.
Now he looks unsure.
Yeah.
You don't know
that's a rivalry.
Is that a rivalry?
It is.
Oh,
it is.